Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for an opportunity once again in the house of the Lord to give glory to your name in corporate worship. And we thank you, Lord, today that our lives are hid in you, and we have the hope of eternal life, and we have the joy of the Lord with us. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. You are all things to us, and we love you, Lord. We give you praise and glory, Lord. Today, we know, as always, the entrance of your word brings light, and may that light come into our lives, come into our hearts, come into our situations. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you happy this morning? I am going to read first from Job chapter 14, then I will tell you the title of my message after I read this text. Job chapter 14, I'm going to read verses 7 to 9. Job 14, 7 through 9. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. Oh, I pray today that the Lord and the power of his resurrection will bring this message to you in Jesus' name. The dry bones shall live again. How many of you say amen to that? Amen. The dry bones shall live again. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 10, we see a story which Ezekiel, he stands before the Lord, and the Lord shows him a valley that is full of very many dry bones. And he said the bones were very, very dry. And then the Lord asked him. And the Lord asked him the question. He said, Son of man, can these bones live again? Well, that's in verse 2 of Ezekiel chapter 37. And let's take a look at it in the scripture. Ezekiel 37. And when the Lord asked Ezekiel this question, after he looked at the dry bones, he said, I saw the bones were very dry. And in verse 3, the Lord asked him, he said, can these bones live? And I answered and said, O Lord God, thou knowest. Well, Ezekiel did a smart thing. Anytime the Lord asks you a question, if you don't know, and even if you know, you just tell the Lord that, Lord, you're the one that knows all things. Amen? Praise the Lord. That is an answer that is always correct. See, but if you try to show the Lord that you know something, you know, he might just put you down. See, because the Lord, he resists the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. How many of you say praise the Lord? So anytime the Lord asks you anything, you just tell the Lord that he knows everything, and you know, he'll take it from there. So Ezekiel, he turned to the Lord and said, Lord, you are the one that knows everything. And then the Lord said, well, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what to do. See, now the Lord, if you notice from the scriptures, he always foretells his doings. He always tells in advance what he is going to do. Why does he do that? Well, the reason he does it is so that when he does it, nobody will think it was a result of coincidence or happenstance or whatever. You will know that it was the handiwork of the Lord, because he foretold of it ahead. Because he wants the glory. See, he doesn't want anybody else to share his glory. So God always tells what he's going to do. You know, he will tell them in advance, like in this story, he told Ezekiel what he was going to do. He said, look, I'm going to tell you to prophesy to the wind, you know, and I'm going to bring back, you know, the flesh on these bones and so forth like that. You know, he told him ahead what he was going to do. And he said, you know, so that you may know that I am the Lord God. See, and also, you know, the story from verses 1 through 10 shows these very dry bones. And it shows Ezekiel standing before the Lord. And the Lord saying to him, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord unto these bones, I will cause breath. See, now why does the Lord, you know, he could have just done it. Why do you have to tell us in advance that you are going to do it? Yeah, I just told you why. I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. That's the reason why he tells ahead what he does, so that when he does it, you know, so people will know. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Now, he prophesied as he was commanded, you know. And then the next thing you know, and there was a shaking. He said, there was a noise. Behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And behold, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered from above, and but there was still no breath, you know. Now, can you imagine? You know, bones. I mean, a valley that is full of bones. Now, when a human body or animal body or whatever dies, decays and so forth like that, and it takes a while, you know, for, you know, before, you know, what you see is only the skeletal bones that's left. You know, it takes quite a while before the body decomposes and all of that and so forth like that. You know, so this valley that was full of dry bones, they've been in that situation for a long time. See? They've been there like that for a long time. It wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just that rigor mortis had just said it. Now, rigor mortis is a situation where if somebody dies, you know, and in the next 3 to 4 hours and so forth, there's a stiffness of the muscles and so forth. And then, you know, it's not that. This is gone beyond that. You know, the body's already decayed and everything's already gone. You know, all they had left was bones. And we don't know how long these bones had been like that, but I guarantee you, it's more than a few days. It's more than a few weeks even sometimes, you know, to get into that condition. So, you know, it was a pretty bad situation. And Ezekiel said, well, I don't know. You know, the Lord said, you know, here's what I'm going to do. See? And when he began to prophesy like the Lord told him, the Bible says that there was a shaking, a noise, and the bones begin to arise, begin to come together and so forth. You know, and the next thing you know, shaking, bones, flesh coming together. And it looked like, you know, wow, something is happening here. But still, there was no breath. And when I beheld, he said, everything came together, but there was no breath. Then verse 9. Then he said unto me again, prophesy unto the wind. Wow. And prophesy thou, son of man, say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. So again he prophesied, you know, as he was directed. Now the verse we read in Job, he says, there is hope, Job chapter 14, for a tree, that when it is cut down, see, it can still sprout again. Because through the scent of water, it can bring forth boughs again. And the next thing you know, wow, the tree, you know, comes back alive. Now, the message this morning is simple. Your situation may be like the dry bones. It doesn't matter how you got there. And it doesn't even matter how long you've been there. There is a story in John chapter 11 about Lazarus. Lazarus was sick, and his sisters sent to Jesus and said, well, our brother is sick, and they wanted Jesus to come and heal him or whatever. And Jesus just delayed. The Bible says when he heard the news, he stayed even more longer days wherever he was at. And he delayed until Lazarus died. And when Lazarus had died, now take notice of this story. When Lazarus was sick and dying, they sent to Jesus, and he had the opportunity to go down there and heal the man before he died. Turn with me to John chapter 11. But he didn't do that. In fact, the Bible says he stayed even longer where he was. I'm going to start at verse 14. So finally, he tells them, he said, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let's go unto him. See? Now, if you read the first few verses of that, you'll see where, you know, they had come and told him, you know, let's, you know, Lazarus is sick and so forth like that. And he told them in verse 4, he said, this sickness is not unto death. Now, notice the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. But Jesus said it wasn't unto death, but the guy died. Anyhow, you know. But you know, the Lord, he is beyond even the prophets. He is God. And he knows what he's talking about. See, in the mind of the Lord, Lazarus never died. He was just sleeping. In fact, Jesus told them that Lazarus is sleeping, and the disciples said, well, fine, if he's sleeping, that's fine. You know, what's the problem? And then, well, Jesus had to tell them, use their own language, see? Plainly, he had to tell them Lazarus is dead. You know, because they didn't understand what he was saying. But Jesus already knew what he was going to do. How many of you say praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. Now, by the time he got there, 4 days had passed. They had buried him. He was in the grave. He was already decomposing, probably already even the body already starting to decompose and stink a little bit and so forth like that, you know. But Jesus got there, and the rest of the story goes like this. He gets to the grave, and he calls Lazarus forth. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. Now, you know, only the Lord can do that. Oh, I don't care who you are, you know, you are no match for the name of Jesus. I don't care if you are the spirit of death, the spirit of sickness, the spirit of disease, you know, whatever it is, whatever your situation is. You know, it doesn't matter how long you've been in that state. Lazarus had been 4 days dead. The dry bones had been there many days and so forth like that. You know, what is it that you've been going through? Perhaps you lost your job, you know, this economy and so forth like that. You know, perhaps you are even homeless or whatever it is. Perhaps it's a relationship that's gone sour, or a marriage that's broken, or family situation, or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. Nothing is. Nothing, and nothing, I mean, can stand the power that is in the name of Jesus. There is no situation that is any match for the name of Jesus Christ. All that the Lord had to do was come to that grave and say, Lazarus, come forth. And I guarantee you, didn't matter where he was, he had to obey the voice of the master. His soul returned to him. And the next thing you know, he came out of that grave, but he was still bound with the clothes that they had put him in the grave with. And Jesus said, set him loose and let him go. How many of you can say praise the Lord? The Lord will do the same for you this morning. This is a short message this morning, but I'm going to pray a powerful prayer of deliverance for you. Now, you say, the Lord can change my situation. Why? Absolutely. If he can't do it, then he's not God. Amen? Praise the Lord. I mean, if the Lord cannot change your situation, then he's no better than me or anybody else. You know, why serve a God that is just like anybody else? I don't know about you, but I don't have time for that kind of God. Amen? I want to serve the living God. The God that is able to take things that are gone and bring them back. Amen. Take things that are dead and decayed and bring it back. You know, the Lord, he can reach down into your situation and pull you out of it. Amen. Amen. Doesn't matter what you've been through, what you are going through, what you are yet to go through. You know, people say, well, this economy is, you know, this way and that way and so forth. I'm going to read some promises to you in a few minutes. That's how we're going to close this message, and then we're going to pray. You know, the reason, you know, that things are the way they are, and so forth like that, you know, God knows. But one thing we know is what God has promised for the children of God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, don't worry about what's going on in the world. You say, well, that's easy for you to say. No, that's not easy for me to say. I'm here just like everybody else. And these things affect me just like everybody else. But I got one thing. You know, one time the Lord, I was praying, you know, about something else. And then he told me, he said, your secret weapon. And I said, Lord, what in the world is that? You know, and he said, your faith. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And if there's anything I can impart to the people of this church, it is faith. Because by the grace of God, I happen to know a little about that. You know, and if you know how to walk that faith, God, he will pull you out of any situation that you are in. But let me encourage your faith this morning by reading some scriptures to you that may help you to believe that God is able to perform the things that he has promised. And that not only, you know, will he do it, you know, even as he has promised, you know, if you believe it, you will realize it very shortly. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In Joel chapter 2 and verse 25, the Lord says, I will restore. You know, what the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has eaten in your life, Jesus said, I will restore. Now, you've lost your job. Perhaps you lost your home. You know, perhaps you even lost your family and so forth like that. You know, but the Lord, he is able. Oh my, the Lord is able. You know, first thing you got to do, you must believe that he is able. Hallelujah. He that cometh to God must believe that he is able. You know, you can't get anything from the Lord unless you believe that. You know, so the Lord tells us in Joel chapter 2 and verse 25 that I will restore, saith the Lord. Now, here are some promises that I want to read to you concerning, you know, what God will do for you, regardless of the situation in the world, in the country, or around you, and so forth. Psalm 92, verses 12 to 15. Psalm 92, verses 12 to 15. It says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Amen? The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Now, I've got a couple of palms in my house, and every so often we cut that thing back and so forth like that. But I have never seen anything grow as fast as those palm trees. You know, you cut them back one day, you know, a month later, I mean, those branches, they're all over the place. And you can't just keep up with the palm tree. He said, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord. Well, now remember, he said the righteous, not the wicked, and not the sinner. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Now, God doesn't use words just arbitrarily. The house of the Lord, like this. If you are planted in the house of the Lord, you will flourish in his courts. How many of you know where his courts are? That's his domain. That's his kingdom. That's the expanse of the world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The courts of the Lord are all over the world. It is the entire world. That's it all. In fact, you might say the entire world is right in its belly. Amen? Yeah, that's right. God, you know, his courts are throughout the earth and throughout the world. You know, if you are planted in the house of the Lord, the Bible says you will flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, and they shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. How many of you can say amen? Yeah. Psalm 34 and verse 10 says, Psalm 34 and verse 10. Let's take a look at what that says. I'm going to give you some of these promises, and then we're going to pray. The young lions do lack, and they suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Well, you know, the correct translation of that verse should be, they that seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Amen? To be in want means you are lacking. You know, that's what it means. You know, if you seek the Lord, you will not be lacking, no matter the conditions in the world. Psalm 23 and verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. That's what that verse you read. See? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Oh yes, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures and so forth. That's Psalm 23 and verse 1. A few more verses that the Lord will use to encourage you this morning. Psalm 113. Psalm 113. I'm going to read, verses 7 and 8. Now, in this particular verse, no matter your situation, no matter how down and how poor and so forth you think you are right now, listen to what the Lord says. He's able to change all of that. Because he knows what he's doing and he's God Almighty. Now, he says that he's able to lift even the poor and so forth like that. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the needy out of the dunghill. Oh, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. Now, only the Lord can do that. He can raise the poor out of the dust. You say, well, I'm poor, I'm sleeping on the street, or whatever it is, the situation that you have today. It doesn't matter. The Lord can change all of that. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. And before the end of this service, we are going to pray the prayer that is going to change your life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 37 and verse 25. Well, here is a promise, even though it's a declaration that the psalmist David said, but you might look at it as a promise. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. This scripture simply means that if you are righteous, you're walking in his ways, you will not be forsaken, and you will not bear bread. Neither will your children bear bread. How many of you say praise the Lord to that? Psalm 30 and verse 5. Now, you've heard me talk about this verse many times on this pulpit. It says, though sorrow may endure for a night, yet joy cometh in the morning. Oh my. And I've always said that there is no night that can last forever. As long as there is night and day, it shows you the mercies of God. Even in the winter time, here on the West Coast and so forth like that, the days, are shorter and the nights are longer and all of that, but it doesn't matter. That day must eventually dawn. That day star must eventually arise. The morning must break. Doesn't matter how long the night lasts, it must end, and the light of day must break. How many of you say praise the Lord? No matter what you are going through, it might be your night hours right now, it might be your dark hour, it might even be your darkest hour, but that light must shine. Oh, that day star will arise in your heart this morning, and he will pull you out of it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Joy will come in the morning. If you believe it, say amen. Hallelujah. You don't sound like people that believe it. If you believe it, say amen. Praise the Lord. Joel chapter 2 and verse 26. It says that ye shall eat in plenty, and ye shall be satisfied, and ye shall praise the name of the Lord your God. You will eat in plenty. It doesn't matter how things are in the world, how things are in the economy and so forth like that. No, his promise says you shall eat in plenty. If you believe the word of God, it will come to pass for you. The Bible says that, the angel, when he came to Mary and so forth, and told her, the tidings that she was going to give birth to the Messiah, even though she hadn't known the man, she kept those things in her heart. She believed. But one thing she said, be it unto me according to thy word. So if you believe the word of God, he will bring the performance of those things which he has spoken in your life. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Psalm 37, I'm back to Psalm 37, and I'm going to read verses 17 and 18. 18 and 19. I want to tell you that in the olden days, in the Old Testament and so forth like that, when they talked of famine, remember there was a story about Joseph in Genesis, and when he was in prison in Egypt, and then Pharaoh had dreamed a dream of the seven cattle, and said these, the fat ones and the lean ones and the ears of corn and so forth like that. And Joseph interpreted the dream. I don't have time to go into all of that this morning, but he interpreted the dream as seven prosperous years and seven lean years of famine and so forth like that. So the economic crisis, global economic crisis that hit in the world in that time was called a famine. You know, so the when the Bible talks about this famine, it's like the economic crisis of our time. Now, but hear what he says in Psalm 37 and verse 18. He says, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. Oh yeah, there is evil time in the land right now, even across the world and so forth. Even in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. How many of you can say amen to that? Oh yeah. You know, the Bible doesn't say global economic crisis, doesn't use that word, but you can substitute that for every time you see famine in the scriptures that we're going to read. You know, same thing, you know, because that's what they had then and so forth like that. You know, but he says in these days of evil, in these days of crisis, in these days of shortage and lack and so forth. And I guarantee you, you know, what's happening so far at the beginning of sorrows for the world, but for the elect, it is joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. So you will be satisfied even while you are going through, the land is going through famine or whatever else, you are absolutely going to be satisfied. Isaiah chapter 54. And I'm going to start at verse 11. Isaiah 54 and verse 11. He says, O thou afflicted, tossed with the tempest. Now, are you afflicted here this morning? Are you tossed up and down? You know, I mean, is there even, are you even in the valley of the shadow of death? Doesn't matter. The Lord is able. He said, listen, if you are going through the situation and you don't even feel comforted this morning, he said, behold, I will lay your stones with fair colors, and I will lay your foundations with sapphires. Oh, that's precious stone, sir. You know, you're going through something that you think you don't even have anything. God said, look, I'm going to do something beyond your wildest imagination. That's what he's saying here. And thy children shall be taught of the Lord, verse 13. And great shall be the peace of your children. Amen. How many of you are parents here this morning? Say amen to that. Amen. Great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. And thou shalt be far from oppression. And thou shalt not fear, and from terror, because he shall not come near thee. Amen. Hallelujah. So even all the terrorism and so forth, he shall not come near thee. That's what the Bible says. You know, he is going to be with you, and he is going to comfort you. And the Bible says that my people shall never be ashamed. Hallelujah. My people shall never be ashamed. Oh, hallelujah. Today, we are going to get a hold of the Lord. And one thing, as I've always said in this place, anytime you cry unto the Lord for his mercy, he will help you. The only thing, the only kind of prayer that the Lord closes his ears to are the arrogant and the pompous prayer, the self-righteous prayer, and so forth like that. But the one that is humble and calls upon the name of the Lord and calls for his mercy, he cannot, he will never turn down the cry for mercy. You know, he now cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast him out. Stand to your feet this morning and let's begin to trust the Lord for a change of our situation. Short message this morning. But I want to tell you that the Lord, just like he spoke to Ezekiel, he said, these bones shall live again. And the question that I ask you this morning, as we are about to go into this prayer, are there some dry bones in your life? Is there a situation that is chronic that you think you are forsaken? Or even doctors gave you up on something? There is nothing too hard for the Lord to do. And if you are going through the effects of this economic crisis that we are going through, perhaps you lost your job, perhaps the things are hard, perhaps, you know, you are out, you know, of work or on the street or whatever, hear what the Lord is going to do for you today. He said, the Lord, he lifted up the poor out of the dust, and the beggar from the dunghill. and he raises him to come into priesthood. Oh, set him among princes of his people. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
Only the Lord can do that. You might say, you know, he can take you from rags to riches. He can do that. He knows how to do that. All you've got to do is trust in the Lord. And I am going to pray this morning. And I'm going to say the same Lord Jesus. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. The same Lord that told and called at the grave of Lazarus after 4 days being in the grave. That people had given up hope and so forth like that. You know, when he went down there, they even think one of his sisters even said, Lord, by now he even stinks. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The Lord will be the resurrection for any situation in your life this morning that is dead. Anything that is dead, are your dreams dead this morning? Did God give you promise? But through the challenges of life and so forth like that, those things seem to have been, you know, dried. Are you going through, do you have any situation that is dead or dying? Anything that is decayed or decaying? The Lord is able to bring it back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at what he did for those valley of dry bones. Look at what he did in the life of Lazarus. And there are many other examples in the Bible, but I don't want to preach a long message this morning. Instead, I want to spend some time in praying. I'm pricking the spirit of fear. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says God that has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the power of a sound mind.
Yes.
You know, so the first thing that devil wants to do is to put fear upon you. I say, oh, this situation and so forth, I'm going to lose my job. Now, even if you hadn't lost your job yet, the devil put fear in you that you are going to lose it. The Bible says concerning Job 3 and 25, the thing that I greatly fear has come upon me. So, when you begin to fear the things that are about to happen and so forth, Jesus didn't say fear. He said, but when you see these things happen, lift up your head, sir, for your redemption is drawing near. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, I know that the Bible has said, and I've read it to you this morning, that when a tree is cut down through the scent of water, it can live again. Whatever is cut down in your life this morning, the scent of water from the Lord is going to come, and it's going to make it to live again. Now in the book of Genesis chapter 1, when God had created heaven and earth, the Bible said there was chaos. You know, there was darkness. But the Holy Ghost, or the Spirit of the Lord, he moved upon the face of the deep. Now, there is nobody like that Holy Spirit that knows how to bring calmness out of chaos. Any chaotic situation in your life this morning, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to move. And he's going to bring a calmness out of it. Oh, hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I want you to throw up your hands this morning, and we're going to begin to pray. Now, I'm going to ask you, you take a step of faith this morning. You want the Lord to break the cycle in your life, the cycle of being down in the graves, being down and almost out. You want him to pull you out like he pulled Lazarus out. You want those dry bones in your life that seem like they are dead and decayed. You want them to come back to life. I'm going to challenge you this morning. If you want that, and if you believe the Lord can do it for you, and I know you do, why don't you take a step of faith? Step in the aisle and come forward this morning. Let me believe the Lord with you. Now God, he brings this anointing every so often into the service. It's not every day we do this. But when he does, don't miss the day of your visitation. Today is a day that God is chosen to break that yoke in your life. So if you want that prayer, if you want me to believe with you, I want you to step forward, and I'm going to believe God with you this morning. And he is going to do something special in your life. Because the days are evil. The land is full of dry bones. But your life does not have to be full of dry bones. In the book of Philippians chapter 4 and 19. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Not according to your job. Not according to the welfare system, but according to his riches in glory. Now, those of you that came here this morning, thank you for coming. You did not come unto me. The Bible says, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. You have come unto the Lord, but he sent me here this morning to pray. But I'm going to pray the prayer that he put on me this morning to pray for you. a prayer of deliverance that will, if you believe, and you just believe with me this morning, that will guarantee that the Lord, He will break that cycle. Amen? And He will pull you out. And the dry bones will come back again. And I will prophesy this morning. Hallelujah. Just like you told Ezekiel. Oh yeah. I am going to prophesy to those dry bones in your life this morning. So let's believe in God together. Those of you that came, come on a little closer. And let's believe in God together. Raise up your hands and let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, your people have come before you this morning. And we are believing God together. Hallelujah. The same power of resurrection by which Jesus declared, I am the resurrection and the life. And He called Lazarus out of that grave. The same power that spoke to Ezekiel and said, I will bring these bones alive again. The same word of God that said, when a tree is cut down through the scent of water. Oh yes, the washing of water, the sprinkling of the water of the word of God that we have brought to you this morning, bringing a refreshing to your heart through this scent of water that we have brought this morning. The tree will live again. The bones will live again. Oh yes, the word of God is forever settled in heaven. And the Lord said, prophesy unto those bones that they should come alive. And not only that, He said, prophesy to the dry, you know, bones. He said, also prophesy to the wind and let it come and bring breath into the bones. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I prophesy unto the dry bones in the lives of your people. Unto things that are dead or dying, unto things that are decayed or decaying, unto broken relationships, unto places where the job has been lost, or the home has been lost, or whatever situation is out there, even chronic diseases that the doctors gave you up. I prophesy in the name of the Lord Jesus this morning. Oh, let the dry bones come alive again.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, let the Spirit of the Lord move upon even the chaos in your life.
Amen.
And let it bring calmness like it did in the beginning.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord, He will bring you out of the dust this morning.
Amen.
He will bring you out of the dunghill. He will bring you into priesthood.
Amen.
Even into priesthood with His people in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lord, the same power that called Lazarus from the grave, that said, Lazarus, come forth. That same power is here this morning. If you believe it, say amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in His mighty name, we call forth the things that are gone in your life. The things that the devil has taken. Oh, the things that the cankerworm has eaten. The things that the locust has eaten. The things that the caterpillar has chopped up. Today we call them for. Come on back in Jesus' name. And we restore, say the Lord. Oh yes. Come on back to the people of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come unto me, He said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Are you heavy laden this morning? You know, the Lord said to me, speak comfortably to my people this morning. Oh, that their warfare is accomplished.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, bring forth your people this morning into the place where they will be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to pray that the Lord will give you wisdom. Because the Lord is going to bless you, but you must be in the right place to receive it. Now, Lord, give wisdom to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now some of you, the brook has already dried up for you, just like Elijah. But the Lord, He will speak to you where to go. But you must obey the voice of the Lord. And if you don't, then He can't help you. So I'm praying this morning, Lord, open the ears of your people. Open the eyes of our understanding, Lord. That we may hear that voice when you so direct. So that we may move from the place that you want us to move from and go to the place where you want us to be in order that we may inherit the blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe that, say amen this morning.
Amen.
Now, Lord, look at all these, your wonderful people that are here before you this morning. Every one of them believing for various different things. You know, I know the Lord, He's got so many requests here. The Holy Ghost, He can pull that out of your heart. You know, He knows what you are believing God for this morning. But whatever it is, the Lord is able. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The Lord is able. Say, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Oh yes, absolutely. There is nothing. He is the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for him. No. There is nothing too hard for him. He can do all things. Lord, you can do all things this morning. You can bring back even from the dead. You can bring back the tree that is cut down. Through the set of water, you can make it grow again. You can bring back the dead bones this morning. Bring life back into your people, Lord. Those that are looking for work and so forth may have lost their job or, you know, taken a reduction and so forth because of a situation. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you this morning to believe the Lord. You remember Jesus? He took 2 loaves and 5 fishes. And he multiplied to feed thousands. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. How many of you believe the Lord can do that for you? Amen. Oh, yes. He can make what you have go a long way. Now, remember, Jesus, when he broke the 2 loaves and the 5 fishes, he gave it to the disciples. There was no great miracle. Anybody here can break 2 loaves into 12 pieces. I can do that. That's not a miracle at all. You know, the miracle happened in the hands of the disciples. What is in your hand this morning? What is it that is already in your hand? The multiplication happened in the hands of the disciples. It was the disciples that continued to multiply the bread. Jesus spoke the word only, and the disciples carried it out. Today, he has put something in your hand. It's already in your hand. And the power of multiplication shall go forth in Jesus' name. The power of multiplication shall go forth in Jesus' name. In your hand, the power of multiplication shall go forth in Jesus' name. Yes, the very peace out of that, you know, lunch for that child that God put in the hands of the disciple. Each disciple began to go and feed hundreds and thousands. Just like that, from that little piece. So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. The barrel of meal, somehow by the supernatural act of God, oh, shall not waste in your house. The cruse of oil shall not fail. Well, that's like, you know, your food, your groceries, your supply, and money to pay your bills. They will not be lacking in your house. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, if it's lacking now, you look for a miracle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And when you leave this place today, I want you to remember and say, we prayed at church. And I heard your word, Lord, and I believed it. So I know there is a miracle coming for me.
Amen.
That's right. If you are out of work, there is a miracle coming for you.
Amen.
If you are out of a place to live, there is a miracle coming for you.
Amen.
If you have work, but it is not even enough to make ends meet, God is able to make even all grace abound towards you.
Amen.
That you might have all sufficiency in all things.
Amen.
Not that you will lack, but even when you lack, God will make you be like you are not even lacking.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now I want to say unto you this morning the words of Psalm 24. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Don't bow down your head in shame this morning, because my people shall never be ashamed.
Amen.
My people shall never be put to shame.
Amen.
Wealth and goodness shall be in the house of the righteous.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your life is in the hands of God.
Yes.
And you are not tied to man's economy. Oh, hallelujah. We are part and parcel of the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody lift up your hands this morning. And let the King of glory come into your situation. Who is the King of glory this morning? Remember the little story we've told. I mean, we told it so many times. The little child that wants to be carried by the parent, they have to lift up their hands. How many of you know that? Little children, they always lift up their hands when they want to be carried. That's what this signifies this morning. Lift up your hands this morning. Lift up your heads to the King of glory this morning. And he will carry you.
Amen.
He will carry you this morning. 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 Father, lift them up, O Lord. Lift them up, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Those of you who are in business, your business is defunct or dying or whatever it is, or you are in debt, the Lord, oh yes, he will reach out and he will pull you out this morning.
Amen.
Oh yes, look for a miracle this week. Look for the breaking of the chain and the vicious circle. Oh, and the Lord, he will begin to bring forth prosperity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The set time is now, saith the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And then he said, the Lord, he will bring prosperity to his people. The Lord will bring prosperity into your life in the name of Jesus. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You cannot buy this prosperity by money. We're not taking up any special offering this morning. Notice we haven't asked you to bring an offering in order to get a blessing. That's not the way it works. You know, it's like the chicken and the egg. First, the chicken. God created the chicken first before the egg. God gives you first before you give out of him. You know, out of what he's already giving you. And then when you give, he gives you more. That's the way it works. So you guys have believed God this morning, he's going to give to you. Amen. Then you come back and give to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. And the Lord, he will test you too. He will see. He will bless you first and see if you will come back and give. You know, the Lord doesn't want you to first give, you know, what you don't even have, you know, and so forth like that. You know, some people use tricks to get money from you and so on. We don't do that here in this church. You know, the Lord will bless his people. Amen. And when he blesses you, then you turn around and bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. So no gimmick here this morning. No offering, no special offering in order to bring prosperity. This is from God. He will do this for you. Amen. He paid the price already. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning. Wave your hands and give the Lord the praise this morning. Just wave your hands and give the Lord the praise this morning. Wave your hands and give the Lord this praise this morning. Lord Jesus, bring a special blessing into the lives of your people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, will you receive his blessing this morning? Do you believe that the Lord... today is the day that he turns things around for you. Do you believe it? Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now the Lord, yes, go ahead and give the Lord a hand clap. That's right. The Lord is the one that calls for these things. You know, he's the one that is doing it. He's the Almighty God. He took 2 million Jews one time out of Egypt. And the Bible says for 40 years, he took care of them. Hallelujah. And he can do the same for just a couple of dozens or hundreds of us. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Our Lord and our God, we thank you. Your miracle, the beginning of the miracle that God has given you is within you already. The Bible said the kingdom of God is within you. You know, he put it in the hands of the disciples. And then they went about, you know, it was basically, God was literally multiplying the food from the hands of the disciples. Think about it. So it's in your hands already this morning. Why not turn it over to God and let him work a miracle for you? Hallelujah. And your miracle this morning shall be permanent in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This year, 2009, people will congratulate you. Hallelujah! They will say unto you, congratulations.
Amen.
That is all you will hear this year in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is your glory.
Amen.
And the lifter up of your head.
Amen.
He will pull you out. The Bible says, he pulled me out of a horrible pit. Some of you are in a horrible pit this morning. You are in so much debt, it's like a horrible pit. But he will pull you out.
Amen.
And even this very year, you will hear the words of congratulations. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Give a lot of praise and the offering this morning. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you are under this cloud of anointing, you can believe the Lord for anything. Take advantage of it. Hallelujah. When God is moving, take advantage. Believe God for anything. Hallelujah. He is able not only to do what you can believe, but to exceed your expectations. That's what the Bible says. You cannot outthink or outbelieve God. Anything that you can believe or even think, he can give you more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So let's put all our burdens upon him this morning. And let's leave this place with joy and with confidence that he is able. Not only is he able, he is willing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Not only is our God able, he is also willing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One blind man came to Jesus one time. He said, if thou wilt, you know, thou canst make me see. And the Lord said, I will. Already, he wills. Amen. So he wills for you to prosper and be in health this morning.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord bless whatever you lay your hand to do. The Lord bless your business. The Lord bless you in your working places. The Lord restore your relationships, your marriage, and your broken homes. The Lord pull you out of the dunghill and set you up for His goodness and His mercy upon you in the name of Jesus. And the goodness of the Lord go with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Let's say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. As you leave this place today, take a look behind you. Make sure goodness is there. Make sure mercy is there. They will be following you this week.
Amen.
And they will be following you from this time forth.
Amen.
And even forevermore.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Give a shout out to Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's do it again. That sounds good. Give a shout to Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go back to our seats.